everyone, and welcome to Real Estate Right Now, where we talk about real estate matters that matter to you. My name's Jay Izzo, and we are live here from Linda Craft Team Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of the Greater Research Triangle Park. Today's show is, it's the holiday season. What else can we say? And we all love the holidays, but decorating can present some challenges on a variety of different levels. Well, today's show, I have got the expert. Oh, she's awesome. She's been on the show before. She's talked about a lot of things about helping your house and decorating and everything. She's going to give us some more tips. Her name is Christy Slater. She's the lead staging designer for Raleigh Show Homes here in Raleigh, North Carolina. She is absolutely fantastic. She's got a wealth of information. Christy, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, all right. So holiday season is approaching. We've got Thanksgiving next week. Really, the holiday season seems to start early and early every year. I think I went into a store in September and they had Christmas trees.
Yes.
And matter of fact, it was a Costco. Yes. I went to Costco and I think they had Christmas trees in September.
Doesn't surprise me.
Right. I think it was right after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so they get us thinking earlier and earlier. Yes. About the holiday season.
Yes.
And there are a lot of trends. There's a lot of traditions and there's a lot of trends. So let's talk about the holiday season because it seems to move very fast. So where do you like to start when it comes to decorating for the holiday season, getting your home decorated? Where do you like to start?
Well, I'm kind of traditional in that I usually don't bring out Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving. Oh, because okay. I feel like Thanksgiving does get smothered a little bit. I know there's a lot of mixed emotions about right. that. Some people do like to decorate earlier. But for me, I think that there's this pressure of having this idyllic Christmas and it's forced at us to have to, you know, this stress and it should, I think people forget what Christmas is supposed to be all about.
Sure.
Is so much consumerism. And if you step back and really think about what's going to make you happy at Christmas, right. That's what I'm trying to focus this year on.
Okay.
As my new Christmas challenge.
It's your new Christmas challenge.
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to help people out in terms of Christmas this year and decorating mm-hmm. their home this year, and you were to give some people advice of what's kind of some things coming down the road that maybe are not so traditional or maybe we got new colors. I don't know.
Right.
Do we have new colors?
Right.
What are we seeing right
well,
now?
Well, so I'm seeing it, anything goes. Basically, if you want to do black and white, if you have
really?
Metallics, if you, I've seen Barbie themed trees this year because of the Barbie
movie. Right.
Jewel tones are in right now. There's still the, you know, monochromatic beach, you know, kind of theme, right. Shabby chic folk. I've seen it all. I mean, basically decorate for yourself. Whatever makes you happy, mm-hmm. that's what your Christmas should be. The fact that traditions want to be kind of shoved at us all the time, mm-hmm. or you feel the need to have to do it, even though you despise maybe some mm-hmm. of these traditions, then stop doing them. Do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. We have it's kind of interesting that you say that. So we did trees for a long time,
mm-hmm.
right? I remember growing up in Nebraska, mm-hmm. right? We get a real tree.
Right.
Yeah. And literally my mom would put tinsel. Do you remember tinsel? Yeah. That stuff, right? We put tinsel and we did these, and we had the big lights, colored lights on the whole thing. It'd be a big tree in a room. When I got older, right. And we did fake trees
mm-hmm.
that were pre-lit because it was just easier.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. And then we did fake trees that were pre-decorated that we just wrapped.
Oh, okay,
right.
Yeah.
And so you cut the wrap off
and
then you fluff the tree up, but all the bulbs were there.
Yep. Okay. I've not seen one like that.
No. So no, literally we took the tree.
Yeah. Like with a bed in a bag. It's a tree in a bag.
So basically we took the tree and we decorated it.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody like you come over.
Right.
And help us decorate the tree. And then at the end of the season, we just took plastic wrap on the fake tree and wrapped the whole tree in plastic wrap.
Okay.
And then carried up to the attic. And then you bring it down the next year.
Right.
You cut the plastic wrap and you just fluff everything up.
Yeah. I mean, some people think that artificial trees are not that great. For me, I have the sensitivity of the pine. So for
right.
me, it's an allergy issue. But right. second to that, I always thought it was kind of hurtful for the trees. They're a living thing. And I hate that they're, you know,
right.
being cut down. And I know that they're, you know, there's tree farms that are meant for that purpose.
Right.
But I like to think outside of the box when it comes to Christmas time, especially some of our houses aren't large enough, or apartments that aren't large enough to have a full blown tree. So the alternatives are like those nice slim style artificial ones that go in a corner. The tabletop ones can be just as beautiful, right, or the mid-sized trees that aren't quite as large. And then also I've even seen on Pinterest where people are taking a blank wall and creating a Christmas tree that is on the wall with garland and lights so that it's up off the floor and takes up zero space.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool? So it's another alternative.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We have a Christmas tree that is actually like a female skirt Christmas tree. I don't know if you've seen these things.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
I've seen
that again is wrapped and I just bring it down. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we light it up. But the other thing that we've had recently is crab pot trees.
I'm not familiar. Well,
it's so they come in a box about 6 inches thick. Right.
Right.
And you unfold them and they've got the lights. And so they're these just little sections of a tree. And it, when they light up, it looks like a Christmas tree from a distance.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And they're just a flat tree. Yeah. And it's very, very cool because then when you're done at this, you just fold them back up, you put them in your 6-inch box and you slide them away, or you put them underneath your bed because it's perfect. They're easy to store, and they come in different sizes.
Right.
And something that was introduced to me from a friend who had a beach house for years down in Beaufort, and they were called crab pot trees.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you need to check this
out.
Yeah,
I will. I will. Yeah. I definitely will.
You also talked about, and I love the idea that you talk about, let's get outside the box.
Yes.
In Christmas. So what are some other outside the box things?
So how many times have you found yourself trying to shop for your, you know, a loved one, family member, and you're pressed for this, you know, I've got to buy something right away, buy something out of obligation. And now you're wondering, well, is it the right gift? Are they going to really love it, need it, whatever. So think outside of the box instead of something that has to be wrapped and stuck under a tree, to gift cards to like salons, you know, babysitting services, car detail services, grocery store cards, you know, gas cards for, you know, students, you know, love things like that. And it's genuinely something that they're going to need, want, use, and you'll know that you've supported something. Mm. Think of the person and what they really are into and try to find something you know, they'll definitely enjoy, appreciate, instead of a tchotchke.
Right. Well, it's, you know, gift buying is difficult. And I'm not trying to be gender specific here, but it does seem, and I'm just saying this as a guy, that we struggle a little bit more with finding the appropriate gift, because typically we go, oh, I think they'll like this, and we are completely wrong. I know this one personally because I've done this on several occasions. Getting her the drill and the sander was, you know, but I thought she would really like it, you know, because it was pretty, and I thought, you know, it's the green, and you know. Okay, that's a little bit of a joke, but I mean, it could have been. Sure. I mean, some of the things I bought could have just been that way.
Right.
That I just bought you a, you know, DeWalt drill and sander.
Exactly.
Because you don't do so well sometimes, right?
Yes.
And we don't pay attention in so much. So the gift carding thing is really, really good. But when it gets more personal, the closer you get in that relationship, you know, I don't know they want to give a gift card.
I think there's a stigma with that. I mean, I really, for me, you know, I get my nails done. I like a good massage. Those are the things that
the massage, right.
How can you go wrong with a massage?
That's good. Yeah.
You know, and so one of the other alternatives in the form of gift giving too is now what you do when you have to wrap it. You've got all this, you know, material that you have to wrap it in, and again, from a, you know, sustainable, reusable kind of, you know, generation today, think outside of the box. And when you are having to wrap a gift, it doesn't have to be the typical Christmas paper. It can be a beautiful scarf. It can be fabric. It can be, you know, brown paper with, a gift card, I mean, a gift tag and twine wrapped around it, or reusable ribbon, you know, so they can be reused over and over. So I just try to think again outside the box. How can you be, you know, the grocery stores and like TJ Maxx, they have those nice shopping bags. You can even gift them in a reusable bag that they can now use for other purposes.
I love the bag idea, by the way.
Thank you.
And I've used that in the past because it's really interesting. You can, that bag can be used over and over and over again.
Exactly.
Now I have yet for somebody to give me back the bag that I gave them in a present yet, but I know it's coming. One day it's going to come because,
exactly,
you know, we all keep those, right?
Exactly. I've got a ton in the car. In the car right now.
Right. We do use them though.
Yeah.
We reuse them.
And then I feel good that wrap's not being thrown into the landfill. It's something that's going to be used again.
Right. Yeah. I'm guilty of not using that label and writing on it so that somebody can use it.
Right.
Right. I'll put a separate card or something in the bag.
Yes.
Right. Rather than using that label on there because you go, they can reuse that bag.
Right. Right.
Which is what you're hoping to do.
So again, in reusing, old Christmas cards at the time that, you know, once they're done or whatever, you don't have to throw them away. That's nice, good card stock. And so you can cut them up and use them as tags for your gifts for next year.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So reusing.
Reusing it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, recycling, reuse.
So I could take the card, cut it up, and then use it as a tag.
Yeah, because they have, you know, sometimes inside they still have areas where there might be a little picture or take the front of the card. Usually the backside of the front picture is blank.
Yeah.
So you can cut out something from the front, turn it over, and make your gift card.
I love that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
All you need is a hole punch.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the home thing, because, you know, last year when you came on, we talked a little bit about, you know, decorating in the home. One of the things that, you know, you always said is, you know, you got to, you know, decorate according to your style. But when is it too much? And can it be? I go back. One of my favorite Christmas movies is Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, right? And we all remember the light scene of how many lights he put put all over the house.
Right.
I mean, that's a little excessive.
It's just, right.
Do we get, can you get too excessive?
I think we can, especially if you keep buying new stuff and adding to your old stuff and bringing it all out. I am of the mindset, less is more. I try to simplify so that I'm not stressed. And, but yet my home feels put together in a nice way. I feel that a lot of people forget that remove some of the everyday items and accessories in their picture frames and things in their house to make room for that. So it's not just bring everything out and put it on top of everything that exists. It can feel a little busy and a little heavy. So edit back your normal everyday accessories, like such a vase or flowers or, you know, plants and picture frames, and then allow the space for the Christmas stuff.
So I think you said something though that I think may, and I want them to hear what you just said, because I think what you're really saying, you're giving people permission that they don't have to do everything.
Absolutely. There's that pressure there. There's everyone in social media adds to that.
Right.
You see what other people or how their Christmases look. And then there's that pressure that mine isn't an idyllic is that, you know, and I think dial back. Be present, feel everything that's going on in the moment.
Right.
Enjoy your family.
Right.
You know, enjoy the time, the quality time, because that's what's more important.
Right.
And those are the memories that people are going to remember, not what you gave them that one year or you know, and decorate your house for yourself.
Right.
Christmas can feel any way you want it to feel.
Right. Well, you know, the decorating does seem to add to our enjoyment of the holidays.
Absolutely. But I'm saying it doesn't have to be pigeonholed into red and green.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Decorate to your personal style. If I want a black and white tree with not 1 ounce of red on it, that's my choice. And that's to me, that feels Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't want to put it in a box.
Right. And you don't want it. You and I had a previous conversation. We don't want to people please with our decorations, right?
Absolutely. So when you're talking about trends, I don't want people to feel like they have to rush out and buy you know, that colored baubles for this year, because it should feel whatever makes you happy.
Right. So do it for you. Don't do it for everybody else.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's a great tip, by the way. It's a great tip to live life, by the way, is do it for you. Don't be living through other people's lives. But I think, you know, what happens is, and again, I'm reminded of the Christmas vacation thing. You know, he wanted this big holiday because he was hoping for this amazing family connection. But at the same time, there was this competition. He was going to be the number one. You know, I remember watching a guy who, Tim Allen, who played Tim the Toolman Taylor. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the show. And at Christmas, he just wanted to be the number one house on the block to compete, right? And I think that sometimes it's still a mentality that people want to decorate to compete that so that people walk into the house and go, oh, Christie's house. Oh yeah. When it comes to Christmas,
right.
I, you know, you're going to have to compete with her.
Right.
And I still think that we do that on to some extent.
And if that's what makes you happy and you enjoy doing that, instead of you're out there putting up Christmas lights because, you know, Linda's out there like cracking So I feel that if you want to decorate as much as that, and you don't mind it, and you know, the taking it down and it, if that made you happy, then I feel go for it. Yeah. But if that stresses you out, then dial it back.
Right.
I think appreciate the holiday instead of stressing over it.
Let's talk about, you always give us some great advice. Like people put their home on the market this time of year. Because there are houses for sale. I mean, it's not like, you know, Thanksgiving rolls around and everybody goes, well, there's no houses for sale. You can't buy any houses because we're in the holiday season, but there's always houses for sale.
Absolutely. Every realtor friend of mine says that the holidays become very extremely busy time for them because the people have family in town who might be thinking about buying. And so they're very busy around the holiday time.
Yeah. December can be very busy. And here's the thing that we know in real estate is that if somebody is looking to purchase, they're serious. Because if they got to buy now in the holiday season, they're very, very serious about it. So let's maybe give a few ideas and tips. If you're holiday decorating and, and your house is on the market, what are some things that we should be keeping in mind possibly when the house is on the market?
So you're going to be having strangers inside your house. You want to keep it neutral enough that it doesn't offend anyone, especially when it comes to religion. We want to keep it paths still clear. You know, you don't want to over decorate where people are, you know, having to shuffle by things because then something might accidentally get broke. I would say less is more, of course, when it comes to decorating when your house is on the holidays. You can still add that warmth and in that spirit without it shoved down your throat. And so that's what I would say is just be thinking of be conscientious that, you know, people are going to be moving around in your house and keep your aisles and common traffic patterns clear, not having too much stuff in there.
So it's okay to have a tree.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. Is it okay to put, some people do this on the fire mantle, is okay to hang the stockings?
Oh yes, of course. Yes. Okay. I think it adds, the touch of family that people want to see. They can start to envision themselves in there. It's like, oh, this is, you know, look how beautiful this is with Christmas lit up, you know, the Christmas tree in the corner, the mantle all decorated. And yeah, I think it evokes that feeling for people.
Is there a point at which you kind of, I mean, I've actually been into houses, by the way, at this time of year, where they've got a Christmas tree in every room. If your house is for sale, do we want to maybe dial that back a little bit, or if that's who you are, we just stay with that?
Well, when it comes, even with staging, with what I do, whether it's decorating Christmas or decorating with accessories in a home for sale, you want people to notice the bones of the house. So when you start to put too much in, they get distracted by the surroundings instead of the actual bones of the house. What I mean by that is the beautiful crown detailing, the chair rail molding, the leaded glass windows, you know, things like that. You don't want to put too much in where it's distracting.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now then let's move to the exterior side of the house.
Right.
There was a time in my life, Christy, and I'm going to admit it, where I was a light fanatic and I had blow-ups.
Right.
Okay. Right. I mean, I had these blow up things You know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I had the 12-foot snowman right. and the 8-foot nutcracker blowups and the giant Noel with a reindeer on one side and Santa on the mm-hmm. other that said Noel. And I had a giant blow-up snow globe mm-hmm. that would be literally, that was my yard, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And it was all lit up and I put lights all over the place. And I had like the candy cane wrapped pillars on the front of the house. Was that a little too much? Maybe especially if you're going to sell a house.
I don't know. I have mixed emotions on that. You know, it's funny because to me that says this person has a lot of jolly, you know, jolly right. and a little happiness and obviously the Christmas spirit. Because it's on the exterior and people are walking right. up to the house and noticing, you know, hopefully the curb appeal along with just how fun that can be,
right.
Seeing all that stuff. Who know, I think that would evoke a big smile on most people's right. faces. And I don't think it would be, it would stop a sale.
Or it would deter somebody from wanting to go to the house.
Right. No. Matter of fact, it might show how large the yard is.
Right. Well, that's true too. I didn't think about that. Well, I mean, it certainly showed my personality.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, my personality certainly came through right. because I was like, oh, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Right. That was my whole thing. It's amazing how over the course of time, you don't get so into it anymore.
There's a lot of work that goes involved with
well,
all that.
Well, it's because, you know, I think what happens is you love putting it up.
Yes.
You don't like so much taking it down.
Yes. Well, I don't like to do either if I don't have help, which I'm always trying to wrangle my family to be like, you know, they want to see it. But,
right.
the moment you're like, okay, I'm going to go up in the attic and start pulling stuff down, they scatter. Where'd
right,
they
right,
go?
Right, 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 right. Yeah. Well, and I think that's what I loved about the blow up things.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're easy.
Right. Because I stopped doing lights and I just went to blow ups there for a while. Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't do any lights. Right? Right. Because literally you put them on a timer, you plug them in and you let them do its thing, exactly. which is what I liked. Sadly, my wife was not nearly as much of a fan of them as I was, which right. was a problem.
Right.
So what are some final things that maybe we should consider decorating for the holidays, whether we're selling a home, maybe or not, and mm-hmm. that you would like to give people as we wrap up here?
Enjoy Christmas. Be creative and playful with it. And don't have to stick to traditions. Do whatever makes you happy as far as what it comes to decorating or gift buying. Really put some thought into it that it doesn't have to be something that's mm-hmm. wrapped. A lot of those services are really great and you're helping your community with, you know, purchases for, you know, car detailing and salons and, you know, massages and things like that. And it shouldn't feel like work. It should be to stand back and say, what do I want from my Christmas this year? Mm. And if it means dialing it back to ease the stress, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
And really enjoy and appreciate those moments.
Yeah. So just be you and let your house be a representative of that.
Absolutely.
That was the message, which Absolutely. Is a great message, by the way.
Thank you.
No, that's a great message. And, you know, it is also, you know, we also get a little lighter in our step. And I think we are a little more giving, you know, I think this time of year, we tend to give a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, than we do normally. And so sometimes it's okay to give to yourself.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yes. You to be the best self, you know, your best person,
right.
you know, yes, you have to remember to take care of you in the holiday season.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Christy, you've been great as always.
Thank you.
Would you
Thank
tell
you.
People how they can get a hold of you? Because they can ask you for the tips and things too, right? You can come to their house
Absolutely.
And consult and do consulting, right?
Yes, I do.
And that type of thing. So tell the audience up there how they can get a hold of you.
So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Christy Slater, showhomesraleigh.com. I'm also Christy Slater at gmail.com as well. But yeah, I'd love to help you out with the holidays.
And it's K-R-I-S-T-Y.
S-L-A-T-E-R.
S-L-A-T-E-R.
Yeah. Or K-Slater at showhomesraleigh.com.
Yeah. And the reason I say K-R-I-S-T-Y is because I accidentally spelled it with an I at the end. So it is a Y at the end.
Yes.
So, thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, you know what? This is a show. Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, you had a lot of choices. And gosh, so many of you watching us live. It's been amazing. Thank you, all of you, for doing that. Listen, we're going to be doing this regularly in the mornings now. You can also watch this at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings on DBTV. You can watch the show. And so we have found that this has been a great spot for us. So wherever you are, thank you very much for watching us. If you're listening to us via podcast, you know what, wherever you listen to it, give us a like. Would you, or a thumbs up on YouTube? We really appreciate that. So I say to you all over the world, you had a lot of choice. You chose us. Thank you. And you know what I say to you, and you know what that is? Ciao, everybody.
Yeah, I want everything. It ain't worth living if you're dreaming small. Ooh, I want it all. Yeah, I want. Living if you're dreaming small.